Governor Carney, like in many other states, ordered all restaurants to close earlier this week, or to limit them to takeout orders only. And there's been some developments since then, but I guess could you start with your reaction to that initial decision?
Yeah, we worked with the governor's office, leading up to that decision, frantically actually urging him not to close, but by providing sort of stringent measures on the industry because they were already doing it, right? They were already self-social distancing between tables. And, there's no other industry that does a better job with safety and sanitation than restaurants. We're just built that way. But I think what happened, and as our surrounding states began to close, down. These governors are closely connected, and I think he felt the pressure to do the same in Delaware. The biggest challenge in Delaware was we got very little notice as an industry as to the shutdown. So I think it caught a lot of our members and a lot of the industry off guard, which was really a shock. And then to add insult to injury, 5 minutes later getting a letter basically to cease and desist and everybody losing their liquor licenses. So it was probably the single worst day anybody could ever imagine in the state. Restaurants are so much a part of the economy. 50,000 people work in restaurants. It's 1 out of 10 Delawareans. So we are an economy for the service industry. So it sends shockwaves up and down the state. We went through a day of that where we are already seeing mass layoffs for the industry. So we went and started to work at warfare speed to communicate with the governor's office, because all of the decisions really are being made sort of with the executive branch right now. And we worked with them with some direct asks. And Nick, it's something that I'm blown away by, but the asks from the industry really are about the people, right? It's about what can we do for our people? How can we get people coverage? How can we get people expanded benefits? I have people having no choice but closing their restaurants, laying off people, but maxing their credit cards out to give them health insurance for 4 months. We have people feeding our school children, that are low income and they're not working, or forced to close their restaurants, and they're giving all their perishables away to their hourly wage employees. So it's amazing what we're seeing, but we really need our government to help us. So we were able to secure benefits for them instantly through the Department of Labor. We were able to get unemployment benefits for part-time workers. So our restaurants, if they are choosing to do carry out, and many aren't, able to keep people on, even if it's for 10 hours a week, the value of people working is so important, both to supplement that unemployment, but also psychologically, because we are an industry of community and people. So that's so vital. And we were able to have the Department of Labor classify tipped workers as not minimum wage employees, because as our employees that are tipped servers in this industry are not minimum wage employees. They're making much more than that, in some cases $50,000 and $60,000 because of tips. But yet, if they go to the unemployment, they're classified basically as minimum wage employees. So we were able to get that done. So there's a lot on the labor side, because it's about people first in our industry, and then on support for our industry in the help of paying their rent, paying their utilities. The Division of Small Business is working with us in an initial round of grant funding for those businesses making or having sales volume of $1.5 million. We are working with them because that's not enough. This is a cash flow industry, and it doesn't matter if a small pizza shop is doing $1.5 million in sales annual, or your neighborhood pub is doing $2.5 million. The profit is the same. So it's all about cash flow, and we're working with our Division of Small Business to do another round of funding for those small businesses that don't fall into that category.
Certainly, the initial decision to shut down restaurants has had some pushback and has been in some ways controversial. You mentioned working with the administration following that decision and being able to secure some provisions for workers. There's also a loan program that he added for restaurants. Just your comment on the follow-up from the initial decision and the provisions that have been put in place, are they enough for people or does it stop the bleeding?
No, it doesn't. There was an old song from the 80s, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And I don't mean to make light of it, but it's to illustrate that, you know, everybody talks about loving their local restaurant and loving their bartender. But if we don't do more, be prepared for many of your favorite places just not to come back.
And as far as the takeout, allowing takeout, is that enough for some of these places to stay afloat at all? Is it helping in any way?
You know, it really depends on the model of that restaurant, right? You've got a lot of businesses that are already built for carryout, the delis, the pizza shops, so they're getting creative. One thing that the governor did do for us with our ask was to allow restaurants and pubs to be able to sell alcohol and carryout along with their food so that, you know, they can up their ticket a little bit by selling a bottle of wine or a six-pack of beer with their pizza or their dinner. So we're trying to make it, we're trying to do anything we can to make it worth a restaurant staying open for carryout. And you know, it's important too in our communities, because the other thing that people have to realize is that we are at the epicenter for community feeding. We're feeding people that don't cook, the elderly, the shut-in, the disabled. You know, we are a community feeder. And now what I'm seeing is, of course, restaurants coming out to feed our, you know, low-income school kids. So it was important for me to try to stay open, but now that they were shut down instead of carry out, now I'm hearing restaurants, I just got off the phone with one just 5 minutes before our call, of really weighing heavily the decision to stay open for carry out because their business structure isn't always built that way. So it really is up to the business. It's going to devastate regardless the economy in Delaware.
And what are you hearing from restaurant workers who've been laid off? Are they finding success getting unemployment benefits that have been offered as part of the governor's provisions?
Well, listen, this is all unfolding just within hours, right? We're seeing, I think, yesterday, the first day where people were able to go and at least file for unemployment. So, you know, we're hearing so far that they're able to get in. Some people have had problems, but I think the Department of Labor is really working hard to make sure there is no bottleneck in the application process. We've also urged our federal delegation and the federal Department of Labor, and we hear this is coming, to offer some support to our local state Department of Labor's to handle this influx. It's bad.
Do you have any other comment on the federal effort? There's been talk about cash bailouts for people who have been put out of work.
You know, we're working with the National Restaurant Association, and I had a call specifically yesterday with Senator Coons himself, some of our members and his staff, to talk about the work that he's trying to do federally to get quick access to cash to Delawareans in our Delaware restaurants. So, you know, I had to first work on the state level because that was the most immediate. And working with our delegation and especially Senator Coons' office right now, they are working to do whatever they can do to get as much liquidity and help to Delaware as fast as they can.
All right, Carrie Leishman, President and CEO of the Delaware Restaurant Association. Anything else you'd like to add that we didn't go over?
No, I want to tell everybody that it's important really at this time to support any effort in the community to help restaurants. We will be announcing probably in the next 48 hours a fund through my educational foundation to raise money to get direct support to restaurant workers in the state. So I would urge everybody to look at our social media posts at the Delaware Restaurant Association and our information and just, you know, keep up on everything and to do what they can when that comes out to support that fund.